Wisconsin's Afternoon News is on the air, broadcasting live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at The Avenue in beautiful downtown Milwaukee. Here are your hosts, John McCure and Julia Fellow.
All right, happy Friday. We continue to monitor the explosion in Sheboygan County, at least four hospitalized, areas cordoned off. We will bring you the latest throughout the rest of the afternoon. All right, in news today, the top dog names for 2025 have been released. This is always interesting. Most people in America have dogs. I can't remember the stat, but it's more than 50% of Americans. All right, let's go through boy dog names and girl dog names. What do you think are some of the most popular boy dog names?
Charlie.
Charlie is on the list. Number nine. Very good. Ninth most popular.
Ollie or Oliver?
Nope. That's a baby name, but it's not a doggy name. I was thinking Duke. Duke's number seven on the list. Here's the top boy doggy names. Number three is Teddy. Number two is Hank. And the most popular doggy name is Max. Last year it was Milo. Is Max. All right, what about girl doggy names? The most popular girl dog names for 2025. What do you think?
Belle.
Almost. Bella.
Or Bella, yeah.
Bella's on the list. Our little Bella. We have a Bella. Bella's number two. My guess was Daisy. Daisy's number three. Also on girl dog list, Lucy. Ruby is new to the list this year. Ruby. Willow. And the number one girl dog name is Luna. Luna.
Oh,
and then
yeah.
Very quickly, these are names that are gaining the fastest in popularity, but they're still not near the top of the list. Food-inspired names. Brisket.
What?
Cheeto. Pickles.
Food. What?
Asiago, like as in the cheese. Mm-hmm. And another one rising quickly in the last year is Galinda.
Oh,
from Wicked.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Okay, I think it's the perfect litmus test for someone, don't you think, if they love dogs or not?
That is a really good test, actually.
Well, there's a 66-year-old woman who decided to do just that for her daughter, actually. And she launched this app. It's kind of like, what is that called, Tinder?
Yeah.
It's called Frawley. So the idea came when her daughter Amanda refused to date a guy who didn't care for her rescue pit bull, Artemis. If the man that she matched with online, which she created, didn't love a dog, then he couldn't love her. So Frawley is a dating app specifically for those who love their four-legged friends. You and your dog can both have profiles.
Interesting.
Yeah. So they're like other apps out there. Fetch a Date is one of them, designed for pet lovers. Profiles are pet forward, and your pet helps make your first impression, kind of like your wing dog or wingman or wing girl. And it just launched last month, Frawley. So there you go.
Frawley. That is interesting.
I'm so glad that I didn't have to go through all of that.
Oh my gosh, me too.
You know, I've seen people on the job sometimes doing the Tinder swipes.
Oh, I could never go through that again. That would be terrible to be out there.
Oh, well, tell me about your life all over. No.
Yeah, nope. Can't do that. No interest in doing that.
You know how many, because you've known Michelle for how long?
Almost 40 years.
Jeez.
We've been married 35.
Oh my God.
I've been married since just slightly after you were born.
Wow, I've been
amazing.
With Jason since I was 23.
Yeah, see, like our whole lives.
Basically, my whole adult life.
Yeah. It is 4:12 at WTMJ, Green and Gold Insiders. It's Packers, Giants in the Meadowlands. Jason Wilde is our Green and Gold Insiders. He's with us live up next.